Hoyschem befoyd achsanya. Two achsanyas. Achsanya means the guy who's letting me into the building. So first of all, the Rebbe Shlita. Shkoyach. Those tremendous Abbas HaTorah, which he spreads to the entire Kehila, gave it the schus of having this big Mokum Torah, find its Mishkan there, Rabbi Sher and the entire Yeshiva, and all the Choshuva Talmidim that are learning over here, and also the Chvayz Ramon Tashir Shlita, and all the Rebbeim over here that anyone who gets to know them a little bit becomes a different person, gets exposed to greatness, avodas Hashem, the way Hashem loves it. And last but not least, all the loyndim that are learning over here, Shadiqa. Today, you know, there's a thing, there's Memches Kinyonei Torah, 48 ways to wisdom. And we're all preparing for the big day, Shavuos, which we know is a day which is a Yom HaDin. That's what already the Shaloh HaKadosh brings from Chesed Avram Kadmoinim. And it has earlier sources in Chazal also. It's a Yom HaDin for Ruchnius, for a Ruchnius life, which basically means it's a Yom HaDin for life, because the life of a Jew is Ruchnius. Everything else is not very valuable. So, some people have a minig of every day of the Sfiras HaOmer, they look and try to maybe think about one of the 48 ways of wisdom and maybe incorporate that a little bit into his mind frame of the way he approaches his learning. These 48 ways to wisdom are very, very important, kamuvan. And they're very interesting because a lot of them are things that seem to be simple, but even if you look into those, they're not as simple as they look. Notice it says Talmud, you have to learn from a Rebbe. Shmias Oizen, you have to listen well. Arichas Vosayin. Maybe somebody has a joke. They say a rabbi is supposed to say joke in the beginning. I don't know jokes. I don't want to put everyone to sleep. Yeah. So the truth is, the rabbi said people may be eating while I'm speaking, and I'm very happy that you're doing so, because that's an idea of eating. What connected to Limud HaTorah is also one of the central themes of Shavuos. Like it says that everybody agrees on Shavuos, you're supposed to eat on Shavuos. And I'm sure Rabbi Sher spoke about it by Rivas, and we'll speak about it. But the main point is, like Rashi says, in a simple, straight to the point, beautiful way, that by eating on Shavuos, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Ruchnius is not just something that's good for our neshama, it's something good for our guf also. That is the way Hashem made the world. The Torah is not something that remains in our mind. It's something that permeates our entire essence and makes us a different being. In the male, everything is different. The Kuzari was asked this business of making brachas. So one of the things, we all make brachas. Somebody told me, I once heard of a wonderful story. He was sitting in a train in England. And he told me that in England, when you sit in a train, it is not considered proper manners to talk to the guy next to you. No one talks to anybody else. That was even before they had that terrible creature called the iPhone. But in England, they never talk to each other. I guess in the tube. Yeah, anyway, this guy took out an apple, a firm person, and he made a bracha, and he took a bite. Then comes up to him a person who obviously was not from our religion, and he broke all the rules of English etiquette or whatever he's supposed to do, and he said, I can't hold myself back from asking one question. So he said, okay, ask me. And the guy says, What do you tell that apple before you ate it? Yeah, that's. Oh, this is getting better by the hour. Very good. It's a mefusha mishnah in Peah, by the way. It says, "Elu dvam she'oichlim peyer sein boilem azev ve'kan kayenis loilem hava." And one of them is Talmud Torah. So you learn Torah, you're entitled to good food. Yeah. Maybe we should make this every day.
Right, sir. And sponsors lined up.
Yeah. Right,
sir. They want you to food as much like this every day. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing in that vein also. How is it that you could eat? Remind me, I have to get back to my topic, but it's all part of the same topic. How is it that you could get something, they told me in America that some people eat parts of cows. They call it steak. And you can get a very fancy steak, a big steak. And it costs hundreds of dollars and it's very choshuv. Yeah. Reminds me of that other story. I have to tell stories today. Trying to remember all the stories I heard over the last 15 years and stay all today. Yeah. This one I definitely heard from Rabbi Leff once, many years ago, about he was sitting in a plane and overheard a guy. You know that mice? We all know the mice already. Oh. No, okay. The ones who heard it can hear it again.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a great mice. I can't say it as well as he did, but it's a very good mice. Also, somebody of other faith was telling over mice Shahoya that he went to some restaurant. What's it called?
Is that steak place?
Yeah, okay. We got two guys that know the story. We'll say it very quickly. Yeah. Anyways, there's some steak place which they have something called like the super duper course, which is like a 10 pound piece of meat. Is that a lot? Fine. I don't know. 10 pound piece of meat, piece of steak. And they present it to him, you know, it's his birthday, 50th birthday, 60th birthday, whatever it is. He's working away on it and he's eating and eating and eating. 9 pounds, 9 and a half, 9 3/4, and finally, he cleaned the plate, and suddenly comes out the maitre d' and says, "Wow, you are the fifth or seventh, what time you remember? You are the fifth guy in the history of this restaurant that has succeeded in finishing this portion. And you should know that people that do this, we give a special certificate and we have a special plaque on the wall, and we're going to etch your name for eternity in the wall, that you were one of those five great people in the history of this place that succeeded and finished this dish." And the guy is saying over this story and his mouth is drooling, and his face is shining, and he said, "After I went through that, there's nothing left in this world that I need anymore. I was yotzo chayvosa ba'ilamoi." Yeah, that's yeah. So once again, if you don't have Torah, that's what it is. Chayvosa ba'ilamoi is not any different than any other animal. Somebody told me that back to England. Sorry, I hope there's no English people here today. Yeah. Oh, just next to me. We're good friends, don't worry.
I don't often talk in strange.
Yeah, so I'll tell you about that. It's not so bad, because there's a beautiful vote from Rav Simcha Wasserman. You know, you heard this one? He says, why is it that Hungarian Jews, let's say for example, I don't know if it's true, don't really get along with German Jews?
It's true.
And and Peymanis don't get along with Moroccans. He said, "We're all Jews." So he said a beautiful thing. He said, "The Jews, Sheboy, get along perfectly. But every Jew from every country has a little bit of the goy mixed into him. That part we don't like." Yeah. So now in Nazatan, we're trying to purify ourselves, take a little bit of the goy out. Cheesecake is Jewish, it's Poseidon. Lasagna will be Matthias somehow. But I'll call upon him. So that's what I meant to say. When I talk about English, we're talking about the Goyish ones, not the Jewish ones. So in England, someone told me there's a zoo there. In one of the cages, they have a few people sitting there.
What?
Yeah. They have people in one of the cages. They want to drive in the point that a human being is a type of animal. So if you have a zoo with a lot of... It's a Shaila Hilchos Shabbos. If your kid wants to run away, can you lock them up in the house? It's a Shaila Tzeder. But capturing on Shabbos. But Lamaisa, it's not a problem, because human beings are different. We are not animals. Yeah. But we have a guf, which if a person does not have Torah and all he has is the guf, he only has the physical part of him, then in a chanami, he is a, not even a glorified animal. Selma told me they have this thing, they used to do it thousands of years ago, I heard they were mechadish recently, something called the Olympics. So what do? They take a guy, they get these big fat guys, and they pick up these things, and they consider like the world's greatest hero for picking up a ton of whatever they're picking up, metal. Or the guy running, and he runs a 4-minute mile, and now they're down to 3-minute mile, or whatever they're up to. It's like, wow, that's great. And then you think of it, what are these guys being so proud of? Like an elephant can pick up 10 times as much as this guy with his nose. And a cheetah and 100 other animals and fish could swim 10 times as much as him. So we're basically showing that mankind is one, it's like a handicapped thing, you know. You have the Olympics for people in wheelchairs, and he goes a 2-hour mile, and we're all excited for him. You know, what's a big accomplishment? That's the same thing. When we look at the physical side of humanity, we're handicapped, we're much less adapted than any other of the creatures. The one thing we do have is our mind and our neshama, which is something completely different. The mind, if we don't have Torah, it's the worst thing you could have. There's no other creature that kills each other the way human beings do. Because when you have a mind and you don't have Torah, so you use your mind to be the worst animal possible. If you have a mind with Torah, then the Torah is the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mela, all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes part of our essence. It's not just something we're doing. You know, the famous philosopher, he was also English, by the way. I think, maybe.
No.
When they, what?
Which one?
When they base the measures, we can't say the name. But when they asked him that, you're such a big philosopher, why do you behave the way you behave? And he answered that if I be a mathematician, would you ask me why am I not a triangle? That's because the philosopher is something for the mind, and the body is a different, is in the zoo together with everything else. But by us, it's the other way around, like we're saying. That our neshama is our guiding factor, and the thing, the nourishment, the food of the neshama is our Torah and mitzvahs. The Amal HaTorah, if it's done properly, it affects everything. And then when we eat, we're not talking to the apple, the Avoisai. Believe it or not. Yes, some told me, beautiful line from the Chavetz Chaim. They told them they invented something called telephone. Telephone. What is a telephone? You see, you could talk to somebody over here, and you could hear somebody a thousands of miles away. So the Chavetz Chaim said, wow, that's amazing. And then he said, there's a famous line, everybody knows what he said, but there's a less famous line. He said, I'm waiting for the day they're going to invent a machine that a person can hear with his ear over here what he says with his mouth over here. Halavai, we'd have that, huh? Well, Shemoneh Esrei would be an amazing experience. It wouldn't take us thousands of miles away. We'd stay where we are. Yeah. And Kama Vakama, other Dvarim would be much better also. But that's who we are. We are Hashem's cherished nation, which today, in some places they call today the second day of Sivan, the Yom HaMiyuchos. The great day when Hashem gave us the proposal. He proposed to all the worlds, all the nations of the world, to Makabel the Torah, which is a Chiddush. Because L'chaira, everybody had a chance to be the chosen nation already thousands of years, 1,000 years before Matan Torah. Less than 1,000 years. Years, many years before, hundreds of years before Matan Torah, in the time of Avram Avinu. Nobody wanted to go. Everybody's oyta by the Zora. And Avram or Ivri decided that he wants to be the nation that's going to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then his next generation, Yitzhak and Esav decided he's going to go on his way. He's going to the zoo in England, where his descendants are. And we decided, Yaakov, we go Yitzhak, and then we had Yaakov, Esav and Yishmael, Yitzhak and Yaakov, Al-Kol Panim. So we were the chosen nation already way before Matan Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who beroyed Rachamov, he wanted to give the entire world a second chance. I'm going to give you all a second chance. And when he did it, he went to all the other nations. As we know, he went to the Esav and offer to them the Torah. This is your chance, second chance. You could get everything. No, says Lotzilzach. We can't survive without Lotzilzach. Yishmael, it says Lysinov. No, we can't survive. He came to Klal Yisrael and he said, Atem tiyuli mamleches koinim begoy kodosh. That's what he said today, many years ago to us. And we gave that beautiful answer, Kol Mashad, whatever Hashem said, Nasa. Later we said Nishma, now we said Nasa. We didn't need, this is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We didn't limit ourselves to our natural inclinations. They say that Altamir from Slobodka said an interesting insight already in his time, but where continuation of the generation is getting worse as time goes on. So it's good to be aware of this. He said that there used to be a concept of non-believers. Non-believers, they didn't, atheists. There used to be such a concept, and people were strolling with his philosophical things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He said, in our day and age, that really doesn't exist, even though people do say they don't believe. But it's not a thought out thing. We're not going to talk about that English man. Yeah. But, poor guy, you're sitting next to me today.
That shows it well.
Yeah, well, Hashem. But, he said, what is the kfira of the Achis Hayomim, of our day and age? And this is a kfira which is nogea, which is relevant to every single one of us. There's a kfira in a man's belief and acceptance that man has ability to change. That is the thing that we're up against. And as time goes on, it gets more and more complicated. People more and more think, yeah, what can I do? That's the way I was born. That's the way I was created. I have this type of mind, this type of Yetzirah, and this type of this. But that kfira is coming from that same mistake. If we're going in that non-Jewish approach, that we're a behemah and a chaname. Behemah cannot change. Behemah, the way you were created, that's the way you stay. When it's alive, it's the same. And as we started off before, the steak is the same. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak Zichova, one of the second generation of from the Vilna Goyin, tremendous Godel be Yisrael, he put it so beautifully. He said, why is it so that the biggest steak, or the best steak, most succulent steak, you eat it one time, it's Mei Olam Hava. You eat it a second time, it's Mei Olam Haza. And after too many times, it's Mei Gehenen. So great, why can't again and again? It's Arashani. We believe that this world is very temporary. How much could a person live? 100 years, 120 years, 130 years? It's very small. Our real life starts afterwards, continues afterwards. Linetzach, eternity. We're all planning to live for eternity. What are we going to do for eternity? You ever think what you're going to do for eternity? Even if Daf Yoimi is too quick for you. So let's learn one word, Yoimi. Okay, how many words are there in all of Shas? Less than a trillion. Eternity is more than a trillion. So what are you going to do for all those trillions and trillions of years? Won't it get boring after a while? Chazer. How much time do you have Chazer? Chazer read 10 trillion times. What do you want to do? Yeah. The truth is someone Chazer properly. You're right, you'll see. So he says that's the difference. The physical world is limited. Every physical entity has its size and shape and taste and texture, and that's it. The Mele, you came in contact with it one time, the first time's excited. The second time is less excited, and afterwards it gets boring and disgusting, and you had enough of it. So it could be the best steak in the world, but it's the exact same piece of dead cow every time you're eating it. And if you're going over and over and over again, it loses its whole excitement because the same thing over again. But he says, Ruchnius is never like that. You learn the same piece of Gemara, the same Maimon Chazal, time and again. Chazor is not repetition. Chazor is, once again, I'm coming in contact with it. Once again, I have a chance of getting a deeper insight. And there's no limit. It's infinite to the depth one can reach in the Torah HaKadosh, because the Torah HaKadosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So we're involved in something infinite, constantly changing, dynamic, Limud HaTorah, that's what it is. It's impossible, if learned properly, to ever get bored. So someone's going to tell him, no, I get bored. We get bored because we're a little bit too much heavy on that other side, the behemoth side. Okay, we have to work on that. It's not the end of the world. Like we said, if the Yetzer HaRa chaps us too much, he tells us, you're a behemoth, that's it. You're not going to change. If you're bored today, you're going to be bored for the rest of your life and finished. If I don't become a Poki B'Shas by pressing a button on my machine, it's not worth it. I don't have koyach to work. We know the other way around. The sweetest things are things that come from omal, omol. We work hard on something. And I always say, there's a funny thing, those machines I mentioned before, and their whole mind frame in the common era is very weird. Why? Because they're trying to brainwash us to say, the easier it is, the better it is. Right? If you have to go to the bank, it's not so good. You just press a button and it takes care of it by itself, then it's better. Alright, the person ends up having 10 free hours on his hand, nothing to do with himself, and making himself crazy, no social life. It would be better to go to the bank and fight with the teller, at least have some social life. Truth is, I once met a guy, I made some comment about this to him. I said, you know, it's going to come a time, people are going to stop speaking to the wives. They're just going to each one press the buttons on the machine. That'll be the end of it. So he told me, you know, the truth is, my conversations on my machine to my wife are better than the ones face to face. Rachman Litzlan, Rachman Litzlan. Baruch Hashem, we're not in that era. That's a different type of behemoth. We have the physical behemoth and then we have the machine. We're not a machine and we're not a behemoth. We're Klal Yisrael. Yisrael Misgula, Am Sgula, the cherished nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're saying. This is a time that we clarify for ourselves. We were able to do it. Klal Yisrael was not on such a high level at the time. We were brought up in Mitzrayim. We were brought up in the Mitzri mind frame. We were quite assimilated. Makachas goy mikher of goy, it says. We were like a fetus inside the mother. So we incorporated a lot of the Egyptian mind frames and ideals in our lives. But that point we were able to do. When Hashem gave us the offer, we were able to say, I'm willing to listen. It's impossible. How could you do it? You're Egyptian. You're a slave. How can you suddenly start getting to these high levels of Torah, of Avodas Hashem, greatness? That's we made that move. And that's what we did today, many years ago. And that was the beginning of the process that's gonna continue, Mi'etz Hashem, till Shavuos, night of Shavuos and everything else. Beautiful time, tremendous Ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know how Chazal described Matan Torah as like a chasana between the chosen and the kala, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody told me in the Geres Taman of the Rambam, he describes the beauty of that Maimon Har Sinai, and he says a person should always think about a tremendous Ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it came from us. It started from us recognizing it may not go so easy. I may not think it's my natural thing. But Misad Hashem, I'm not going to fall into the mistake of the rest of the world that I'm Bohemo. I'm the way I was created. That's the way I am. I can change. I can become great. And it's hard in the beginning. But the end, it's so sweet. All those people that are convincing us that what is easy is good, they work very hard to make those machines to convince us that's easy. Just convincing us it's easy so they should make more money out of it. But anybody that accomplished anything good in his life worked hard on it. And that's what we're in this world for. Odom, the Omel, Yulod, and Hashem made it easy on us. The Iker Omel we have is Omel Peh. The Omel, which we're doing in here is so beautiful. Limud HaTorah. And as I started, when we eat, it's a completely different type of eating than everybody else. We're eating now, getting together as a chabura, appreciating the Torah, appreciating the food. When I said speaking to the apple, we're not speaking to the apple. We're being makir, there's a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through Torah, that's what we get. We have a different perspective at everything that we come in contact with in life. Memela, the physical things in life also become something that uplift us. When I make a bracha before I eat, and I realize that now I'm eating matonas given special to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specially designed for everything I need, for the energy I need, and for the taste buds, and for the texture, and everything else, the looks, and everything, the smell. It changes me, it brings me closer to Hashem, it doesn't take me away from Hashem. So that's what we're doing now. This is a good hachana, a good, delicious breakfast, and coupled with Limra Torah, Abbas Torah, of the whole Sviva, of from the Rebbe to the staff to the Loimdim. A maimed now, this is a maimed, we involved not a maimed of that maimed of Hashem coming to us today and telling us, no, everybody on your own level. You want to be segula. You're a certain level of segula now. You want to be a higher level, a higher treasure. Mamlechas koin in the Goy Kodesh. You want to take life, your own life, to a higher madrega. And we're all saying now, we're all getting together now, and we're saying, Hashem, Nazeh, we do it, we believe, we can't change. We should all be zoicha, like we said. Take advantage of these last few days. Tomorrow, Shalosh Yimei Agbola, Memches Dvorim. Maybe the Rashi will give a quick share on all Memches Dvorim in one day. Yeah, that's his planning already to do it. Today's one of the Memches, by the way, is Machkim Es Rabbi. So there's two pshatim in this. I never knew there's two pshatim until today. One pshat in Machkim Es Rabbi. The simple pshat is, make your Rebbe wise. In other words, listen to your Rebbe, ask questions, and by asking questions, you and your Rebbe themselves comes out with even greater clarity. I'm sure the Rashida could say, and everybody could say, whoever said a shir, that by teaching people, other Rabbi, you get much more clarity for yourself. But there's another pshat in Machkim Es Rabbi. As the Medrash Shmuel says, this Machkim Es Rabbi means, look at your Rebbe as a chochem. Value your Rebbe as a chochem. That was a person could always look, oh yeah, my Rebbe has not 100% of this, not 100% of that. If he looks at it in such a fashion, he'll never get anything out of the Rebbe. Every Rebbe has so much, he has to be chalal not nogeh, because it's poshut. The Rebbeim here are chachom, sadikim, tamid chachomim. But it's important for us to appreciate how great they are, how special they are, and in Mela, when it gets so much more. I remember somebody told me, I heard this, different people that say Maisa, which I'm going to say over again, you heard it this morning, and with this I'm going to finish. I'm not even going to say the Maisa, not necessary. Yeah, that's, you said enough Maisa today. Yeah. So that's the bottom line that we want to say today. So we want to give a bracha to everybody over here. Like we said, we had this beautiful tekufa of coming out of Mitzrayim, Leila Seder. Everybody remembers that beautiful moment we, each one of us, went through. That exalted feeling, we are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who changed all the laws of nature for us. Not for naught. Because he had faith in us. He knew that we're going to eventually bring ourselves to the Madrega of saying Nasa ben Nishma, be Mekabel the Torah, having the Hashros HaShchina, having the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we're in Golus still, Baruch Hashem, with Zeichet Divin Eretz Yisrael, getting closer and closer to the final Geulah. It's in our hands. Mi'etz Hashem, we've been Mekabel ourselves. The Kinyonei Torah, and the Kinyonei Torah means recognition that Torah is not something that stays in my mind, something that affects my entire essence. And by Mekabla, Kinyonei Torah, and a desire to change, to grow, and Yetz Hashem will be Zeicha, the Peirusei Boil Mazeh, not just delicious breakfast, but the most beautiful Peirus of Torah Boil Mazeh is where we relate to everything in life. Everything becomes much more beautiful life. Every food we eat, everything we see, how we interact with people, we're going in the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, Mi'etz Hashem, we'll be zeicher to the Yom HaDin of Shavuos, that Hashem will give us a year of tremendous Siyat HaShemayim growth, and with that, we'll take advantage of it, and we'll lead on Torah, says in the Svar Makdoshim, that the final Geula will be Schus, in the Schus of Omel HaTorah. So, in the Schus of Anu, refreshed and renewed koiches for Omel HaTorah, we should see the B.S. HaMashiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Gulas Yisrael B'mehev Yemein.
Amen.
You have to wait another 2 years for the next Russia.